This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The discovery of a new coronavirus variant triggered global alarm on Friday as Europe rushed to suspend travel from Southern Africa, and stock markets on both sides of the Atlantic suffered their biggest falls in more than a year. The World Health Organization said it was designating the variant named Omicron as being, quote, of concern, a label only given to four variants to date, but it could take weeks for scientists to fully understand the variant's mutations. Health authorities are seeking to determine if Omicron is more transmissible or infectious than other variants and if vaccines are effective against it. Hours after banned flights from South Africa, where the new mutation was discovered, and neighboring countries asked travelers returning from there to quarantine, the European Union said it would also suspend travel. South Africa's health minister called the travel restrictions unjustified, though he also said preliminary studies suggest the new variant may be more transmissible. The top U.S. diplomat for European affairs said on Friday all options are on the table on how to respond to Russia's what she called large and unusual troop buildup near Ukraine's border, and the NATO alliance will decide what the next move will be following meetings next week. Quote, it's now for the alliance to decide what are the next moves that NATO wants to take, she said, speaking ahead of a visit by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to Latvia and Sweden, where she said Moscow's large and unusual troop buildup will be topping the agenda. U.S., NATO, and Ukrainian officials have raised alarm in recent weeks over what they say are unusual Russian troop movements close to Ukraine, suggesting Moscow may be poised to attack its neighbor. This is VOA News. The United States on Friday issued a joint statement along with several other countries expressing concern over the military offensive in Myanmar they say is disproportionately harming civilians. Washington and other nations have repeatedly denounced the February 1st coup that threw the Southeast Asian nation into turmoil, with regional militias taking up arms after the military attempted to crush widespread protest. In their joint statement with the U.S., Australia, Canada, New Zealand, Norway, South Korea, and Britain expressed their, quote, grave concern over reports of abuses, including sexual violence and torture, especially in northwestern Myanmar, where at least 50,000 people are reported to have been displaced. They called for the junta, which has been accused of destroying homes and churches, to immediately end the violence. Myanmar's army has called the militias terrorists intent on destroying the country. Climate activists have blockaded Amazon warehouses in three European countries. It's part of a global effort to pressure the e-commerce giant on one of the busiest days of the year to improve working conditions and end business practices that hurt the environment. Members of Extinction Rebellion targeted 15 Amazon fulfillment centers in Britain, Germany, and the Netherlands. Their aim is to disrupt 50% of the company's deliveries on Black Friday, which marks the unofficial start to the holiday shopping season. Activists blocked the entrance to an Amazon warehouse east of London with an effigy of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos sitting on top of a rocket. Police in Malawi fired tear gas on Friday to disperse thousands of protesters demonstrating against the cost of living, corruption, and nepotism in government. Around 10,000 people, led by a former lawmaker, were seen being tear gassed by police midway through a march to the council offices in the capital to present a petition. Protesters carried placards and signs calling on Malawi's government to honor its campaign promises, especially its pledge to create a million jobs. And the Tunisian Navy said it rescued 487 migrants on Friday from an overloaded boat that ran into difficulty in rough seas in the Mediterranean as they tried to reach Europe. The vessel was carrying migrants from Egypt, Syria, Sudan, Pakistan, Ethiopia, and the Palestinian territories. The Navy says they included 13 women and 93 children. In recent months, several drowning incidents have occurred off Tunisia, with an increase in the frequency of attempted crossings from Tunisia and Libya towards Italy. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.